Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful morning, this wonderful Resurrection Day, Father, to celebrate and remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, Father, which I was raised, Father, to prepare the bride for the rapture all over the world and to bind the powers of darkness and to render Thy justice on planet Earth. That Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As Thy messengers and ambassadors, and as Thy mighty army prophesied in Joel chapter 2, and those who believe that with God nothing is impossible, as the army of God who make things happen by faith that has never happened. Because we believe in Thee, O Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, Father, that in our lifetime, we have come to the point where the spirit of Antichrist is working on this planet, even as prophesied in the book of Daniel. Yes, Father, Thy word says, those that deceive and corrupt the covenant shall the Antichrist win with flatteries. But they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We thank You, Lord, for opening our eyes that we can understand and know who our God is, and that He is Almighty, All-Powerful, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as we come to Thee this Sunday morning as the Resurrection Day with Thy saints, Father, we pray that Your presence will be manifested. You would speak to us, Father. And You would give a message of hope and faith and power, that we may all get ready for Thy soon coming, Lord Jesus. May the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead and set Him at the right hand of God the Father also continue to raise us up, that we may continue to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My prastalaro shamblaka friendista prina torasha. My reti promosolara samfra my shamika prienda sorodam. Taika promoshildara friendsara my dastoroba kapriandara druba. Ruba taura ma kampri shambrama tina shapraba kaprianda safra medesang. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. We praise You, Lord. We thank You for being a banner and a shield around us, Father. We thank You that the power of God is going forth all over the world to vanquish the enemy and to establish the kingdom of God. Manifest Thy power, glorify Thy name. Unto You be all glory and honor and riches and blessing, Father. That in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is God. Unto Thee once more, Father, be the glory and honor, riches and praise. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Resurrection is what God made to happen when no hope was given. The scribes and the Pharisees said, Jesus is dead. Pilate and the Roman Empire and Caesar said, Jesus is dead. They sealed the tombstone by the authority of Caesar, and the centurion was placed on guard, and they challenged the entire world and even God too, because Caesar at that time in the first century was worshipped as a god, and those who did not worship Caesar were put to death. But God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, made it known to Caesar that he was mortal man and that the Roman Empire was a bunch of clay mixed with iron. And the angel came down. Let us read that incident in the Holy Bible and how God made the worst nightmare for the saints the one most wonderful miracle and joy. And when it became victory for the church of the living God, it turned out to be the worst nightmare for the devil. Because God always has the last word. Amen. Let us go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, starting from verse 1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, which is today, the Sunday, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. The stone was great. The problem was great. They had to anoint and embalm Jesus, so the body of Jesus won't get corrupted and will be preserved for thousands of years. But God had a better plan. And we read that in the book of Luke, chapter 24, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, and they found the stone rolled away. And there were two men in shining garments, saying, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. And if we go to the book of John, we see the same instance. However, the other thing that we see is, in the book of John, we see the woman perplexed. We see all the emotions that everyone went through. John chapter 20, the woman complained to the disciples. John chapter 20 verse 2, and then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. So let us sum up all the problems and challenges prior to the resurrection. This is what was happening. The sisters went to the brothers and said, we have to go. We have to go and embalm the body of Jesus so it doesn't get corrupted. Because the Bible says in the Old Testament that he will not suffer corruption. So we have to fulfill the word of God and go and embalm him. The disciples say, well, wait a minute. The Roman centurion is there and the Caesar's seal is there upon the tomb. And meanwhile, the stone is very great. It is impossible. This is a suicide mission, ladies. No, don't even try. And the sisters left. And the disciples wept. Oh, those precious sisters that loved Jesus so much. They are going to get killed today by the Roman soldiers. And they did not even want to see what was going to happen. And the other big challenge is, Caesar's seal was upon the stone. And the high priests and the scribes and the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to make sure Jesus didn't rise from the dead, because one of the doctrine of the Sadducees was that there is no such thing as a resurrection. The other problem that we also see in the book of John and Luke is that Jesus is missing, and the sisters think that he got stolen. Only when the sisters told the brothers that the body of Jesus is missing and the tomb is open and the soldiers are gone, that Peter had the braveness or the boldness to come and see what has happened. Everything is turning into a climax. First, the Roman soldiers are there. Caesar's seal is upon the stone. The stone is huge. The sisters don't know how to turn away the stone. And then suddenly the stone is gone, the tomb is open, and Jesus is missing. And they think someone has stolen him. In our life too, sometimes things will happen to make it sound like all hope is lost. But in a few minutes, the truth comes out. What had actually happened was what was prophesied in Matthew chapter 28 too. And this is what happened. The sisters came to see the tomb. But before even they saw the tomb open, God gave the Roman soldiers, probably many of them became Christians, the opportunity to see the angel of the Lord. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The angel was telling Caesar and the Roman army, "You think you're Caesar's God? He's just mortal man made of clay. You want to know who God is? Let's talk." And when they saw the angel rolling away the stone like lightning in an earthquake and sitting upon the stone, to people that say that there is another God, Islam or Buddhism or whatever it is, and to those that say they worship another God, here's the challenge from the angel. That angel was sitting upon the stone for quite some time. Why did not Allah challenge him? Why did not Buddha challenge him? Why did not Confucius challenge him? Why didn't all the so-called gods in this world challenge him? There was no challenge. Even the Roman Empire couldn't stand before the angel. No one on universe could stand before the angel. To those who worship Satan, you need to know that even the devil, Satan, could not stand before one angel of the Lord, and there are billions of angels. And for fear of him, the entire Roman army shook and became like dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "You don't fear like the Roman army. Don't fear, for I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Today the tomb of Jesus is open. Some people come and tell me, "Well, Jesus Christ is not Almighty God." And we tell them, "Of course he is. His tomb is open." And then they say, "Well, we don't believe it." Well, then show me your open tomb. Where is your open tomb? Your prophet Muhammad is dead in the grave. His grave is still there. Sai Baba is dead in the grave. Buddha is dead in the grave. All their graves are right there. If you think it is that easy to have an open tomb, show me your open tomb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that tomb has been open for 2,000 years. And the tomb of other people who came and proclaimed that they were gods, they are still in the tomb, and their body can be seen. Jesus Christ did not suffer corruption. He rose again from the dead. So what is the message that we as New Jerusalem Church are declaring to this world on Resurrection Day? What we are declaring to the world and the universe on Resurrection Day is that we serve a God who takes the impossible and makes it possible. With our God, nothing is impossible. Whether it is fourth stage cancer, or a marriage problem, or a financial problem, whatever it is, Jesus can completely turn it around. If you look at what happened 2,000 years back on Resurrection Day, there was utterly statistically one by infinity chance that Jesus would rise from the dead. There was no possibility. Statistically, it was impossible. But God is greater than mathematics. He's greater than statistics. And Jesus rose from the dead against all odds. Today, we see in the US and all over the world the powers of darkness steaming and fuming against the Christians, thinking that they will overcome and take over this planet. Keep dreaming. That will never happen. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He ascended up to heaven in front of his disciples. There was a big crowd, according to the Bible, that saw him go up to heaven. He sat on the right hand of God. The US Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the Department of Justice, every authority on this planet is under his feet. Guess who is seated at the right hand of Jesus? The Church of the Living God. The saints who are on this earth and the saints who have gone to glory and all who are going to be raptured. All power and authority is under our feet. When Joshua commanded the sun and the moon and said, stand still, they stood still. When Moses commanded the water separated, the Red Sea separated. When Moses spoke to the rock, water came out of the rock. When Apostle Peter spoke to the dead sister, cold as ice, and said, rise up. She rose up, and Jesus, when Lazarus come forth, he came forth alive. God will listen to the voice and prayer of the Church of the Living God. And he will shake this earth. He will shake this planet. He will manifest his power. And there will be a great revival in USA and all over the world. What happens when a flood comes? Everything gets cleaned up. The flood is coming. It is prophesied in Psalm 46. There is water coming out from the throne of God Almighty. God is in the midst of us. He will do the cleanup. God will manifest his power. With God, nothing is impossible. That is the message of Easter. Whatever our problem is, whatever your problem is, whatever the problem of the people in this world, at the foot of the cross, in the Church of the Living God, there is the solution for all of world's problems. Jesus is the solution. I had a colleague called Tom. And he suffered from fourth stage bone marrow cancer. I did not know that, but the Holy Spirit told me to go to his office. And so I went to his office and I started telling him, Tom, we need to have faith. With God, nothing is impossible. You need to fight in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, Daniel, how did you know that I have fourth stage bone marrow cancer? How did you know that I have given up today and I was going to MD Anderson and after that I was going to hospice and let my family know so I can die with my family around me? How did you know all that? I said, I didn't know a thing, but the Lord told me to go to your office and talk to you. And that man, Tom, fought in faith in Jesus Christ. His name was Tom Condry. He fought. Within 1 year, he was back in remission. That fourth stage bone marrow cancer was gone by the power of God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have power to raise the dead. We have power to heal any sickness. We have power to pray for financial problems. And above all, we have the power to bring people to God so they may obtain forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and become the bride of Christ as New Jerusalem and be prepared for Christ's coming. My uncle was treating this sister, Crystal Stallings, who was the wife of Pastor Norman Stallings, pastor of Central Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee. My mom said, "Let's go and pray because the family has come to her hospital room because she has a rare blood disease. And they have come to say goodbye to her because your uncle, who's the hematologist and oncologist, he has seen that there is no more hope for this sister." So my mom and I went to that hospital room. It was very sad. They were all crying and telling her goodbye because she was using up all the blood banks. There wasn't enough blood in Knoxville to give her blood transfusion. Her blood count was extremely low. They said, "Can you please pray?" We prayed as New Jerusalem Church. But when I started praying, I really couldn't pray. I started crying. Why? Because I saw Jesus Christ on the cross. And Jesus Christ was speaking from the cross. There were so many things he spoke. I saw his words float through the air and come into my heart and then come out through my tongue. I started speaking in tongues. I remember only a few words that came out. And those words were, "My daughter, all the agony that I suffered on the cross was for you. Go in peace." Suddenly the glory of God came into that room, and that pastor said, "In all my lifetime, I haven't seen so much power and presence of God come into that room." His father, who had been a minister for about 40 years, he said, "In all my lifetime, I haven't seen such glory and power coming down in a hospital room. This place is charged." And he said the next day that after he left the hospital room, he couldn't walk on the street because he felt like he was going to fly. And that morning my uncle called and he said, "I know that you all went and prayed. We did the blood test. Her count is normal. However, I'm a doctor. I have to test her for 3 more months. And he tested her for 3 more months. And Sister Crystal Stallings was declared cancer-free. With God, all things are possible. My uncle's kidney had stopped. His kidney had failed. My mom called me. And she said, "Pray for your uncle because he's my only brother." When I started praying, I saw my soul travel from San Antonio to Knoxville, Tennessee, to that hospital room where my uncle was. I saw my soul laying hands on me, hands on my uncle, and saying, "Uncle," and he himself was a doctor, "in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed." And a few hours later, a message came from my uncle to my mother that his kidney started working. See, with our God, all things are possible. He can take the worst financial disaster and turn it into a blessing for God. He can take the worst marital problem and set it right. He can bring love where there was no more love. He can bring joy where there was no more joy. He can wipe the tears. He wiped the tears of Mary and Martha and gave them back their brother who had been dead for 4 days. Jesus can turn any situation around, whether it is sickness or whether it's death or whether it is pain or whatever it is. Resurrection of Jesus Christ is an example of how God could take a hopeless situation and create a masterpiece out of it. With our God, nothing is impossible. With a small rock, a little boy overcame a giant Goliath. With his bare hands, he broke the jaw of a lion that came against him. Almost a million illiterate Jews walked through the ocean. With our God, nothing is impossible. We have come to the 21st century. The few days or few years just before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, while demons and powers of darkness and those who want to bring evil into this world gnash their teeth against us and charge against us. As the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, we declare to you by the word of the Lord, the army of God surrounds us. You can come close, but you cannot cross the circle. If you do, consuming fire from God will consume you. Because our God is great. Surrender your lives to the Lord. With God, all things are possible. May the Lord bless these words. Happy Resurrection Day.